Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
It's always a pleasure when you join us here on Close Up Radio. Thanks so much for joining us all around the world. We really appreciate you being here. We've got an amazing guest who's joining us from Rockton, Illinois, Rachel Bixby. Now, Rachel Bixby loves what she does. She's with Alchemy Wellness. She says, the rhythm of the universe affects all living things. And, you know, at noon Eastern on the June solstice, June 21st, 2022, that is right now, Dr. Rachel Bixby is going to discuss the implications of the interplay of light and dark relative to the human body, mind, and spirit. The longest amount of daytime on Earth during the solstice provides an opportunity for repose and reflection on what lies in our personal shadow, ready to be exposed to the light. Our current world can trigger so many opportunities for anxiety, which can lead to chronic stress and its related symptoms, including pain and fatigue, irritability, insomnia, and digestion issues, IBS. Dr. Rachel Bixby has developed revolutionary techniques which incorporate things like yoga and neurovascular integration, somatic experiencing, sensory integration, all into traditional physical therapy. We have a lively discussion about this new direction in healthcare, which facilitates equilibrium between the various body systems and also resilience in the mind, body, and spirit. The website to learn more is alchemywellness.biz. That's alchemy, A-L-C-H-E-M-Y, and then the word wellness, and then .biz, B-I-Z. We'll mention that again during the course of our program, but it's my pleasure to welcome to Close Up Radio for the next 30-minute conversation, Rachel Bixby of Alchemy Wellness. Dr. Bixby, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Hi, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's so nice that, you know, you're really delving into this kind of sort of outlook on life, which I think is really important because our world really can and has, especially in the last couple of years, triggered all these opportunities for anxiety and stress. And we've seen it being played out, you know, in many different ways as people react to it all. You are a licensed doctor of physical therapy and experienced registered yoga teacher, somatic experiencing practitioner. What was the initial inspiration, that impetus for you to focus your practice on holistic treatments?
Well, it didn't take me very long as a new physical therapist to notice that the therapists that got best results were able to listen. And when I say listen, I don't mean just with the ears, but also with the hands, the heart, and the entire energy field. And at that point, I decided to delve into, that was about 25 years ago, learning different bodywork methods that required learning to be receptive and responsive and hold space for bigger issues and to listen into different body structures, which is kind of fascinating. So to really kind of notice what's happening at the tissue level.
That's fascinating. That really is fascinating. You know, when you think about all of this, today is the summer solstice, which brings the longest amount of daylight of the entire year. Now, you believe that health requires moving through darkness into light. Now, you know, we could fill a whole show on the topic. Tell us about that. Maybe you can explain that for us.
Well, yes, today is the solstice, and I thought what an opportunity to kind of talk about the rhythms of nature. And in the northern hemisphere, the Earth is tipped the most toward the sun, so it's the most in the light, and that creates the summer. And in the southern hemisphere, it's tipped away from the sun the most, so it is the beginning of winter. And, of course, this reverses in December. So, you know, it flips. So this reciprocal action every year gives you a sense of that. It's like a cosmic peekaboo of covering and exposing. So going into like a shadow and then coming out of the shadow. And that is a metaphor for self-awareness. And so as far as weather goes, if there's too much sun, which here where I live right now, it's going to be 100 degrees today. It's really hot, and I am going to seek shade. And there's nothing wrong with that, with going into something overwhelming, and then you kind of have to come out of that overwhelming experience. And if there's not enough sun, if you're in the dark and that's overwhelming, you're going to look for light. You're going to make a fire. You're going to put a candle, light a candle, or you look for that inner light, that inner soul experience. I have applied this to traumatic events. So when you have a physical or emotional trauma, it could be a one-off trauma or an ongoing situation of conflict and overwhelm. It could be collective trauma, as you just described in the intro, or intergenerational, things that even from your ancestors can be passed down. It is important to take that other side. You know, it may be all shoved into the shadow because it couldn't be dealt with at the time. But as it comes back around to the sunlight, you really want to get in there and take a look at it and kind of clean out the closet, so to speak, so that everything's clear and your body can function to its best capability.
That's fantastic. What are some of the conditions that you find people presenting with?
Well, most of the people I work with have some element of chronic pain, but they're often or almost always in conjunction with some other issues, which for my line of work, it is oftentimes a movement disability. So, you know, frozen shoulder, difficulty with walking or moving in some way. It could be chronic fatigue, insomnia, digestive issues, sometimes bladder, anxiety and depression, and very frequently there's an autoimmune disease. So kind of the end of the road with these stress health conditions that I usually work with, and working with that unresolved stress and trauma can help to get out of that high alert, which can be exhausting. And it works fine short term, and that's what it's there for. But long term, you can become hypervigilant, just always on alert, always looking for danger. And that makes muscle armoring, so you're battle ready, ready to go, always tight, and an exaggerated immune response. And that includes inflammation. With COVID now, that is a concept that people actually know about, that the immune system can become overreactive, and that can be a real problem. And also reflexive patterns. So we have a name for that colloquially as a knee-jerk reaction. You know, people get they automatically respond a certain way, and they don't even really think about it. But this can all come to a crashing halt after some time when the body just can't do it anymore, and there can be a collapse, shut down, and it's your body's last-ditch attempt to manage things, and it goes into a death phase. So kind of like you see on the Animal Channel, when there's so much stress, they just kind of pass out, The other thing is that if you have a trauma history, it's more likely, the more trauma you've experienced in your childhood, the more likely any kind of stress will affect you more, more so than others who have not had that history.
That's really amazing, isn't it? And you really have this opportunity to work with your clients to help them find the healing that they need, you know? And I just think that that's, I think that's just such a beautiful thing, you know? The work that you're doing is so long-lasting and so impactful in the lives of your clients, and I know it really brings you great blessing and joy as well. Let's talk about some of the techniques that you utilize to help them restore their physical and mental resilience. As I mentioned, I know yoga and psychology are involved as well. Tell us about some of the ways you go about it using your special techniques.
Yes, over the years I've collected, you know, lots of tools in my toolbox, and they have come to interplay with each other. And I blend yoga, neurovascular integration, which is a type of a light touch energy work, sensory integration, that is commonly done by occupational therapists, particularly with children that maybe have issues with attention or learning disabilities, and somatic experiencing, which is working with trauma. And I blend that into the traditional physical therapy practice, which is more mechanical. We're more the mechanics of the medical team. And that's particularly important when you want to protect an injured area or an unstable structure. So knowing the anatomy is important for particularly if, you know, there might be something that is injured. And intertwined between all of these things is inner awareness. So that is the thing that goes all through all of them. And that's kind of what I was getting at with the solstice, that to go within as well as without. And that in medical terms is called interoception, that ability to feel inside of your body, notice like if you're hungry, if you have to go to the bathroom, those are kind of the obvious ones, if you have to go to sleep, those kind of things. And they're all intertwined with emotion if you think about it. Hangry, we have a word for when you're hungry, you know, it makes you angry. You know, when you're
yes.
sleepy. kind of depressed, you know, they intertwine with each other. And that's not really a mistake. They are finding now with modern techniques. So they have functional MRI that they've studied. And the nerves that go from your organs and also the fascia or connective tissue of your body, they go up into the part of your brain where emotions are regulated. So they, you could think of a physical feeling as the flip side of an emotional feeling. It's just to add history and meaning to give it emotion. So going in and kind of teasing those things apart when there's a bad history, you know, something associated with that particular sensation, and separating the two and then making a new understanding. And that requires, you know, it's a painstaking process, but being more in the present moment and realizing that, you know, that was in the past, you know, so making a new start with it.
That's fascinating, you know, and the new start is really what it's all about. Everybody, and the solstice is a perfect time because it is like a renewing and a rebirth in certain ways. Your practice is called Alchemy Wellness. Love the name. Tell us about it. It makes you sort of think of, you know, a nice garden path or something. It's got a very appealing sound to it. Tell us about it, why you named it that.
Well, alchemy was a precursor to chemistry, and it deals with elements, not the elements, the modern ones of the periodic table, but elements in the sense of like earth, water, air, and fire, which are recognized by all the traditional indigenous healing methods like traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, which is Indian medicine, Native American healing, and more. So this was the Western version of looking at these elements. And they were attempting to transform base metal into gold. And you can look at that as an allegory for transferring the hard experiences of your life and turning them into empowerment or enlightenment, whatever word works for you, which they've coined the term trauma growth as this. If you've been through trauma and you've reconciled it, you are much ahead than if it had never happened at all, which, you know, of course, nobody wants it, but it is a growth process. So contentment, harmony, and awareness of your inner light. So as far as the garden, I have been working more outdoors and in the garden and really enjoying that. And I've had to be out in the morning because it's so hot and watering like crazy, you know, to keep everything alive. And it just makes me think of those elements that, you know, without the water, you know, you can't live on dirt and sun alone. So that is obvious for plants, but as far as humans go, the energetic equivalents for earth are grounding, you know, feeling safe on earth, and, you know, feeling a sense of belonging. And for water, that's emotional expression, being able to let that flow, not freeze what you're feeling. And for air, that's mental stimulation. We have plenty of that with all the technology.
Yeah.
There is no shortage there. And fire, it would represent drive. And that can be in short supply because, well, in healthcare for sure, because you're expected to just take the method, take the what's recommended and not really ask too many questions or disagree or, you know, anything like that. And also in life, we all, you know, a lot of people do things they don't really like, you know, just out of survival. And so their motivation and their drive is kind of is dried up. And this material focus can limit balance. So ultimately you become out of balance. And it affects your health. And they're finding that the systems of the body are all intertwined. Of course they are. I mean, how could it be any other way? But, you know, we used to learn in school about, you know, there's the circulatory system, there's the pulmonary system, there's, you know, and they were all kind of separated, you know. And now the names are so much longer. There's neuro, immuno, endocrine, you know, they're finding they're so intertwined they almost can't really, you know, give them separate names. And working with your threat physiology, softening that threat physiology just allows your body to balance and communicate better within your body so that everything runs smoothly and as best as possible.
Mm. That's really fascinating. And, you know, the fact that this even exists, I think is terrific because so many people, you know, they're reaching out for help. It's especially what we've experienced the last couple of years, I would imagine you've been very busy and your phone has been very active with people calling and reaching out for guidance and clarity and focus and try to figure out their lives and what do they do next, with, because everything seems to, for some people, the world has changed completely and they're trying to, reconfigure and look forward. And I'm sure you've been helping people greatly along the way.
Well, it really puts a spotlight on the topic. I mean, years ago, this would not be a topic. And the word trauma itself is, it's very provoking, and people have reactions. And most people think, well, that, that doesn't apply to me. I wasn't, fill in the blank, mugged or in war or something like that. But it truly is just any experience that is overwhelming to you and that you can't handle in the moment. So you store it away and you divert it so that you can deal with it at another time. It's just that we get so many of these things that we don't deal with at another time, and then it just becomes stumbling blocks to the flow of your life, body, mind, and spirit.
Yes, because they are connected. It's all connected on so many
levels. Oh, absolutely.
So many ways. Yeah. Your passion for the subject is evident. Your insights, I'm sure you've been sharing them, right, with those who have been seeking them out?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to take continuing education classes. That's kind of why I have this this whole constellation of offerings that from different different disciplines. I really like to know how different types of people think about things and make connections between them. So I'm excited. I'm going to develop some classes of my own, that the things that I've learned, because some of these dots aren't necessarily connected. I think that it would be helpful to have that understanding. And, it's my goal to make the topic fun and engaging. I am dry and boring classes. Even though I do really enjoy science and technical things, I like to put the spin on it, that is, the drive. I like to feel more motivated about the topic, personally. Yes.
That's exciting. I mean, it's something that you are, you're all in. This is something that you have made your calling in such an incredible way, which I think is really, really fantastic, and it's beautiful. When you work with somebody, tell us a little bit about what the session is like in the beginning. What is the process like?
In the beginning of one session or the beginning of a course of treatment?
It's the very beginning when they first connect with you.
Yeah. In the beginning, you want to work on finding what is called oftentimes a resource. So what is it that they do find comforting that does calm their system? Because if you go straight for the things that provoke them, they're kind of behind the eight ball on the whole process. So, it's too much and it's overwhelming. And sometimes with different kinds of treatments that are more cathartic in nature, that can happen, So you really want to go for it. You really, come on, let's do this. And then you become so much worse. And so it's really finding and giving permission to feel good and to slow down and to do, what is right for you and to be exactly where you are. And that kind of ties into to Eastern philosophies. I wanted to bring up the witness perspective, which is common to yoga, Taoism, and Buddhism, many other things. And it's learning to focus on what you feel in your body and in your mind and your emotions with what they term equanimity. And that can, that doesn't mean for
Rachel? Can you hear us, Rachel? She was on a cell phone and she was working hard to move around her, where her location is there in Illinois, to find the right spot where her cell phone wasn't cutting out. So I think she had gone outside to try to get the maximum strength to the signal. And it looks like maybe the her signal just cut out on her end. She was having a little difficulty in the beginning trying to get us establish a signal on the cell. But we only have a minute or two left anyway. I could tell you guys the website. Dr. Rachel Bixby has been discussing really the implications of the interplay of light and dark relative to the human body, mind, and spirit. And you can go to the website if you'd like to learn more, alchemywellness.biz. That's alchemywellness.biz. We'll try to reach out to her again, give her another call while we're live here on the show. You know, technology sometimes gets a little crazy. And if she picks up, we can wrap up. Welcome back.
Hi, I don't know what happened.
That's the craziness. But I was telling people the website, which is terrific, that they can go to as an initial point of contact for people that are listening, health seekers, potential clients, interested health professionals, learning more about the innovative modalities you use. The best spot is to go to that website, right?
GummyWellness.biz. Mm-hmm.
Terrific. That is great. And I think the work you're doing is fantastic, and hopefully we'll get a chance to explore some more. Any final words you'd like to say to our audience? If anybody's on the fence, anybody's considering, you know, pursuing this, but they're just not sure.
Oh, I would say follow your gut.
That
is
kind of the emphasis
of the whole thing. So if it feels right, do it. If you're not quite ready, give it some time.
And then you'll know when it's ready. Well, happy solstice. Longest day of the year.
Solstice.
Get outside, folks.
For us northerners.
Sun, enjoy it. Exactly. Get that vitamin D, which everybody's short on. Dr. Rachel Bixby of Alchemy Wellness, our very special guest. Once again, alchemywellness.biz is the website. She's extraordinary at what she does. She's compassionate, empathetic, and she cares. Dr. Bixby, thanks for joining us on the show. Hope we get a chance to explore some more. Here's some maybe success stories, testimonials, too. That would be great. Thanks for joining us on the show today. It's a pleasure.
Yep. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Dr. Rachel Bixby. Thank you for joining us as well, everybody. I'm Jim Masters. Stay right there. Another great episode comes up in just a moment. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.